seven strikes. Defensive alignment for the Axemen. The pitcher, Aiden Milburn. Catcher, Sebastian Pisacreta. First baseman, Devin Zyrus. Second baseman, Nico Newhan. Third baseman, Diego Melendez. Shortstop, Mason Swinney. Left fielder, Cal Sefcik. Center fielder, Tyree Jackson. And right fielder, Charlie Rogan. The designated hitter is Tyler Myatt. Aiden Milburn will face Michael Rodriguez to begin tonight's series finale. The first pitch is a ball low and inside. Rodriguez is batting .316 with four RBIs and eight runs scored. The 1-0. Ball two downstairs. Kingsport's starting pitchers this season have a 2-5 overall record in 75 innings pitched with a 5.28 ERA and 1.69 whip. The 2-0. Low and in. Again, Milburn walked six batters and four innings of work in his last start. The 3-0. Strike one call. Hitters count for Rodriguez. Milburn delivers the 3-1. Cut and a miss. Milburn has battled back to fill up the count. Fires home the payoff pitch. Slow roller to first base. Zyrus fields it cleanly, and he steps on the bag for the unassisted out.
Now batting number 12, Chase Chaplin.
Well, that's a great first batter for Aiden Milburn, being down in the count 3-0 and battling back to record the out. Brings up Chase Chaplin, the Yale Bulldog. First offering. Ball low and away. Chaplin this season is 10 for 47, batting .213 with only one extra base hit, and it's a double. The 1-0. Ball downstairs. Tri-State is fourth place in the Appalachian League East, 5.5 games back from first place Danville. The 2-0. Watch for a ball up and in. And Milburn has gone down in the count 3-0 to back-to-back batters to open up his outing. The pitch. Ball four, high and away. Chase Chaplin is tonight's first base runner. He records a four-pitch walk.
Now batting number 38, Cooper McKenzie.
Runner on first, one out for Cooper McKenzie. He'll be catching tonight. He's 8 for his first 35 at-bats, and he's walked three more times than he struck out. 11 free passes from McKenzie. First offering from Milburn is watched for a called strike. That's the first pitch strike from Milburn tonight. McKenzie is batting .229 with three runs batted in and eight runs scored. The 0-1. Cut and a miss. Michael Rodriguez led off with a ground out to the first baseman, Devin Zyrus, and then Chase Chaplin walked on four pitches. Runner on first, one out for Cooper McKenzie, who finds himself down in the count 0-2. Milburn delivers. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! After throwing a four-pitch walk, Milburn bounces back with a three-pitch strikeout. Two down in the top of the first. Runner on first, two outs for the cleanup batting third baseman, Matt Ilgenfritz out of Gardner-Webb. First pitch for Milburn. Check swing did not go around. Ball one. Kingsport has allowed 19 first inning runs, which is tied with the third inning for their most runs allowed in a frame this season. The 1-0, fouled back. It's the first foul ball of tonight's game. Chaplin leads off first. The 1-1. Chopper to third, foul ball. Milburn has thrown 16 pitches in the first inning, 8 strikes. A ball and 2 strikes to the cleanup batter, Ilgen Fritz. The pitch. Ball 2 outside. The 2-2, Chaplin takes off. It's a ball downstairs. Pisacrita's throw down to second is late. Chaplin steals second base, and the Colcats have a runner in scoring position with 2 outs. Full count on Ilgen Fritz. Milburn is 1 strike away from getting out of the inning scoreless. He gets the sign from Pisacrita. Looks back at Chaplin and fires home. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Milburn books a scoreless first inning. He struck out back-to-back batters swinging to end the frame. We're scoreless going to the bottom of the first. Colcats and Axemen.
Hey, Axemen fans, turn your attention to Gracie as she introduces you to the lucky fans that have been gifted Battle Hilt's best seats in the house. All right, Gracie, who are today's winners?
Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog, the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. So Aiden Milburn threw 19 pitches in a scoreless first inning, 9 strikes. Again, that's been the theme for Aiden Milburn. He doesn't throw many strikes, but his ERA is extremely low. He's now at 1.21 in 15 innings pitched. Tyree Jackson, Nico Newhan, and Devin Zyrus are due up for the Axemen. This is the defensive alignment for the Colcats. Starting pitcher, Andrew Callaway. Catcher, Cooper McKenzie. First baseman, Chase Chaplin. Second base, Isaac Turner. Third baseman, Matt Ilgenfritz. Shortstop, Jack Smith. Left fielder, Trent Adelman. Center fielder, Gavin Johnson. And right fielder, Michael Rodriguez. The designated hitter is Trey Lawrence. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Colcats, Andrew Callaway, is 1-1 overall with a 4.5 ERA. In 2 starts and 1 relief outing, Callaway has allowed 6 runs, 5 earned, on 9 hits, 1 home run, 3 walks, and 17 strikeouts. 56.7% of his 30 outs recorded have been K's. In his last start versus Burlington on June 21st, Callaway suffered his first loss of the season. He allowed 5 earned runs in 5 innings on 5 hits, a home run, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. So he'll face Tyree Jackson. First pitch to Jackson. Watch for a called strike. When batting at home, Tyree Jackson is the best batting average on the team, 12 for 33, batting 364. The 0-1, low and inside. But on the road, he has the lowest batting average on the team. He's 3 for 26, hitting 115. Five of his six RBIs have come at home, including a sac fly last night. The 1-1, ball two up and away. Jackson yesterday went 1 for 3 with a single and an RBI. The 2-1, cut and a miss. Kingsport looks to win four straight for the first time this season. Callaway comes home with the 2-2. Cut and a miss, strike three. Tyree Jackson is out on strikes, and it brings up Nico Newhan. Three of tonight's first five batters have struck out swinging, including three straight. So base is empty, one out for Nico Newhan. First offering is a ball outside. Newhan has walked just one time in 71 plate appearances. The 1-0. Strike one call. He's usually hitting behind the count. He went 2 for 7 in yesterday's doubleheader with a double, an RBI, and 3 runs scored. The 1-1. Cut to miss. Ball and two strikes to Newhan. Callaway fires home. That's lifted into right field. Rodriguez coming in, and he makes the catch.
Now batting first baseman, number 15, Devin Cyrus.
The bases are unoccupied with two outs for Devin Zyras, who played in game one of yesterday's doubleheader and went 2 for 3 with a 2-run home run and a pair of RBIs and a strikeout. First pitch to Zyras, hit him. Hit him on the shoulder, and Kingsport has a two-out base runner.
Now batting left fielder, number 45, Cal Sexton.
And that's the first time this season Cyrus has been hit by a pitch. Runner on first, two outs for Cal Sefcik. When batting with two outs, he is 2 for 19. First offering from Callaway is watched for a called strike. Sefcik started the year 9 for 28 with 5 extra base hits and 9 RBIs, since 5 for 28 with no extra base hits and 3 RBIs. The 0-1, strike two call. Sefcik struck out 5 times in his first 14 at-bats. Since then, he has struck out 4 times in his last 42 ABs. The 0-2, ball one up and away. In fact, he has struck out just 2 times in his last 28 at-bats, and he is 1 for 13 in the first inning this season. The 1-2, lifted into left field. Adelman is there, and he makes the inning-ending catch. Scoreless after one between Tri-State and Kingsport. Both teams brought 4 batters to the plate and stranded a runner on base.
X-Men fans, we would like to thank Frontier Health for sponsoring tonight's game. Thank you, Frontier Health.
Top of the second coming up next. Scoreless at Hunter Wright Stadium. 14 pitches, 9 strikes from Callaway in the first inning. Two up for the Cole Cats, the 5-6-7 batters, Adelman, Lawrence, and Johnson. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you've been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Home plate umpire is Diego Zamar, and first base, T.S. Diaz. Aiden Milburn is coming off a scoreless first inning. He threw 19 pitches, 9 were strikes. Trent Adelman, 6 for his first 30 at-bats, leads off the frame. First pitch to him is a slow roller to third base. Melendez charges in, picks it up, throws to first. On the money for the out. One pitch, one out in the top of the second.
Now batting number 13, Trey Lawrence.
Bases empty, one out for Trey Lawrence. 8 for his first 37 at-bats. One double, batting 216 with 6 RBIs and 5 runs scored. First pitch is a ball up and in. What's fascinating about the Cole Cats, the bottom four batters in the lineup all have 6 RBIs and 5 runs scored. The 1-0. Ball 2 downstairs. Scoreless in the top of the second inning, season series finale between the Cole Cats and Axemen. This will decide who wins the season series. The 2-0. Ball 3 low and away. Milburn has walked 7 batters in his last 5 innings, including 6 in his last start at Elizabethton. But in that stretch, he's allowed no runs. The 3-0 to Lawrence. Ball 4 outside. For the second inning in a row, a Cole Cat batter records a 4-pitch walk, and Lawrence is the runner on first with 1 out. Runner on first, one out. Gavin Johnson up to bat, batting 150. 6 for 40, one double. First offering to Johnson is a ball high and outside. So after recording a 1-pitch out against Trent Adelman on a ground out, he's thrown 5 consecutive balls. Johnson is held on by the first baseman, Zyrus. Throws back to first. The 1-0, strike one call. Kingsport has won 6 of its last 7 games, outscoring its opponents by 13 runs in that span. And that's just under 2 runs per game. The 1-1, ball 2 upstairs. Well, 3 of those 6 wins have been tie-breaking victories. One against Elizabethton, one against Greenville, and one against Tri-State. The 2-1. Ball 3 outside. Aiden Milburn in his last start threw 90 pitches and 51% were strikes. Tonight it's below 50. The 3-1. Poked foul. Third baseman Melendez is going after it, and he makes the catch in foul ground for the out.
Now batting number 1, Isaac Turner.
So a ground out and pop out to the third baseman. Melendez are the first two outs in the top of the second inning. Runner on first, two outs for Isaac Turner. He is 7 for 33, batting .212. 15 strikeouts, 7 hits. Lawrence is the runner on first. Milburn delivers. Ball one, low and away. Well, the early theme tonight is Milburn has gotten down in the count, but he battles back. He looks back at Lawrence. Comes home with the 1-0. Strike one call. Even count on Isaac Turner. The 1-1, Johnson takes off, swing and a miss, and he will steal second base. Rather, Lawrence. So Trey Lawrence steals second base. A ball and two strikes to Isaac Turner. Milburn has already struck out a pair of batters. Looks back at Lawrence, fires home. It's a ball low and away, and it evens up the count. Milburn threw 19 pitches in the first inning, 14 so far in the second. Square count, two outs, scoreless game in the top of the second. Lawrence is the runner on second. The 2-2, ball three, low and away. Full count on Isaac Turner. Milburn looks back at second and delivers home. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Two scoreless innings in the books for Aiden Milburn, and he has a hat trick of swinging strikeouts. Through an inning and a half, scoreless at Hunter Wright Stadium. Bottom of the second coming up next. Bottom of the second inning from Kingsport. The Axemen looking to win their fourth consecutive game and improve to five games above 500 for the first time this season. Andrew Callaway returns to the mound. He threw a scoreless first inning on a strikeout and a pair of flyouts. 14 pitches, 9 were strikes.
Leading off for your Axemen, shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
Mason Swinney is due up to begin the bottom of the second inning. He leads the league with 4 no-out doubles, including one yesterday. First pitch to Swinney is watched for a called strike. Swinney's first 5 hits were singles, and since then, 5 of his last 10 base knocks have been for 2 bases. The 0-1, strike 2 call. In yesterday's doubleheader, Swinney went 3-for-7 with a pair of doubles, a stolen base, 2 runs scored, and a strikeout. The 0-2 from Callaway. Strike three call. Swinney watches three called strikes. And Callaway has his second K.
Right fielder, number 92, Charlie Rogan.
The bases are unoccupied with one out for Charlie Rogan. All 10 of Rogan's hits have been singles this season, including one last night. First pitch to Rogan is a called strike. Between Swinney and Rogan, they've watched four consecutive called strikes. The 0-1, cut and a miss. When batting with one out this season, Rogan is 2 for 17 with three walks and three strikeouts. He went 1 for 3 with an RBI and a run scored in yesterday's doubleheader. The 0-2, fouled away, first base side. In the second inning this season, the Axemen have outscored their opponents 13-10. Kingsport put up four runs in the bottom of the second of game two in the doubleheader yesterday. The 0-2 again. Popped up. Second baseman Isaac Turner is under it. And he makes the catch for the second out in the bottom of the second.
Now batting catcher, number 13, Sebastian Pizzaprito.
Base is empty, two outs for Pizzaprito. First pitch is a ball away. We're still in search for the game's first hit. Callaway from the windup comes home with the 1-0. That's a strike. Pizzaprito started the season 1 for 16 and has since 8 for his last 20. The 1-1. Ball two, low and away. Two balls and one strike. The pitch from Callaway. Cut and a miss. Square count on Pizzaprito. He went 1 for 3 in game one of last night's doubleheader with an RBI single. He tried to stretch it into a double and was thrown out to end the inning. Callaway fires home the 2-2. Skied into center field. Gavin Johnson coming over into the right center gap, and he makes the inning-ending catch. Three up, three down goes Kingsport in the bottom of the second. Through a pair of completed innings, scoreless at Hunter Wright Stadium and hitless.
Attention, X-Men fans. If you're looking for a way to put a little play in your day, stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play the new June Instant Games with top prizes up to $500,000. You could be the next winner.
Callaway threw 12 pitches in the second, 10 were strikes. So a quick turnaround for Milburn. We'll be back in a moment. Third inning coming up.
TL 13-30-19. Instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Aiden Milburn returns to the hill for the Axemen. In two innings of work, he He's allowed no runs on no hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. 15 of his 35 pitches have been strikes. The 9-1-2 batters are due up for the Cole Cats. Jack Smith, and back to the top of the order with Rodriguez and Chaplin. Still no hits in tonight's game. Milburn delivers home to Smith. Ball downstairs. Milburn in 16 completed innings has allowed two earned runs this season. The 1-0. Ball two, low and away. And it's 16 innings. He's walked 13 batters, struck out 16. Hitters count for Smith. The 2-0. That's skied into right field. Charlie Rogan running over near the line, and he makes the catch for the out. Just his second start in right field this season, and he made it look easy.
Now batting number 20, Michael Rodriguez.
Back to the top of the order for the Cole Cats in a scoreless game, top of the third inning. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 with a ground out to the first baseman, Devin Zyras. Rodriguez was ahead in the count 3-0, then it got to full and grounded out. First pitch to Rodriguez, line foul down the first baseline. A rare first pitch strike for Milburn, but his forte is fighting back from being down in the count. We'll see how this plate appearance goes. The 0-1, grounded sharply into right field for a base hit. It's a one-out single for Michael Rodriguez, and that is the first base hit of tonight's game.
Now batting number 12, Chase Chaplin.
Runner on first, one out for Chase Chaplin. He walked in the first inning and stole second base. Chaplin takes ball one up and in. Milburn threw 19 pitches in the first inning. Nine were strikes, and then six of his 16 pitches in the second inning were strikes. 1-0 count, one out. The pitch. Strike one call. The Cole Cats left a runner on base in each of the first two offensive frames. The 1-1. Chaplin fouls it off the backstop. Strike two. Kingsport has won consecutive games when scoring four runs or fewer. Prior to that, they were 0-6. Looks like we're in for another low-scoring battle tonight. A ball and two strikes to the Yale Bulldog Chaplin. The pitch. Ball two just outside of the zone. Chaplin has walked nine times and struck out six times this season. The 2-2, fouled away. Jack Smith led off with a flyout to Charlie Rogan in right field, then Michael Rodriguez two pitches later singled to Rogan in right field. The count remains square on Chaplin. Milburn hurls home. Ball three. Just missed. Fills up the count on Chaplin, who already walked once tonight. Milburn throws back to first, late on the pickoff attempt. Milburn in 2 1/3 innings pitched has thrown 46 pitches, 25 balls, 21 strikes. He looks back at Rodriguez. Comes home with the payoff. Cut and a miss, and it's a drop third strike. Pisacreta picks it up, and first base is occupied, so it doesn't matter. It's four strikeouts for Aiden Milburn. And Chaplin is retired. Two down in the top of the third. Runner on first, two outs for Cooper McKenzie, who is 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout. Milburn looks back at Rodriguez, who singled earlier in the inning. First offering to McKenzie. It's fouled back. Look, through 48 pitches, Milburn has thrown more balls than strikes, but he's walked two and struck out four. The 0-1, ball up and in. McKenzie has walked 11 times and struck out 9 times. 8 for 36 this season. The 1-1, cut and a miss, but it gets past Pisacreta, and Michael Rodriguez will advance to second base. That'll be a passed ball against Pisacreta, just the second passed ball in the Pitt Panther this season. Runner on second, two outs, a ball and two strikes to the third batting catcher, Cooper McKenzie. Milburn delivers. That's a ball downstairs. Milburn threw 19 pitches in the first inning, 16 in the second, and 16 so far in the third, keeping it just below 20. The 2-2. Ball three, just outside of the zone. He's just missing on these past few pitches. The count runs full on McKenzie. Milburn shakes off a sign from Pisacreta, shakes it off again. Now comes set. Comes home with the payoff. Ball four, low and away. It's a two-out full-count walk for Cooper McKenzie, and that's the third free pass surrendered by Milburn.
Number 48, Matt Ilgenprinz.
So the Colcats have runners on first and second with two outs for Matt Ilgenprinz. He is 0 for 1 with a half-inning-ending swinging strikeout. McKenzie on first, Rodriguez on second. Colcats look to break the scoreless tie. First offering to Ilgenprinz is swung on and missed. The 0-1. Ball one outside, and it gets past Pisacreta. McKenzie to second, Rodriguez to third. And the Colcats have two runners in scoring position with two outs. It should be a wild pitch. Ilgenprinz is 8 for his first 51 at-bats, batting below 160. The 1-1. Strike two call. Milburn is a strike away from booking three scoreless innings despite having a below 50% strike rate. Milburn steps off. And he'll receive a mound visit from his catcher, Sebastian Pisacreta. Recapping the top of the third inning, Jack Smith led off with a flyout to the right fielder, Charlie Rogan. Then two pitches later, Rodriguez singled into right field. Chaplin struck out swinging. Then Rodriguez advanced to second base on a passed ball. Cooper McKenzie then walked. Then Milburn threw a wild pitch, and that's where we stand. Runners on second and third, two outs. A ball and two strikes to Matt Ilgenfritz. Milburn fires home. Swing and a miss. Kuba. Five Ks and three scoreless innings for Aiden Milburn. Through two and a half, we're scoreless at Hunter Wright Stadium.
Listen up, X-Men fans. The Powerball jackpot is now up to $113 million. And the Mega Millions jackpot is up to $116 million.
Two up in the bottom of the third for the Axemen. Tyler Myatt, Diego Melendez, then back to the top of the order for Tyree Jackson.
Powerball drawings are held every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And Mega Millions drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. So play today for your chance to become the next Tennessee Lottery millionaire.
Callaway threw 14 pitches in the first inning and 12 in the second. It'll face the bottom two batters and the leadoff man, Tyree Jackson. We'll be back in a few moments. Bottom of the third coming up from Kingsport, scoreless at Hunter Wright. Tyler Myatt is batting 152 with a pair of RBIs, three runs scored. He's due up to begin the bottom of the third. First pitch from Callaway is watched for a called strike. Myatt against Tri-State this season is 0-for-10 with nine strikeouts. The 0-1, cut and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Callaway delivers home. Ball up and in, almost hit him. Myatt is 5 for his first 33 at-bats with 4 walks and 20 strikeouts. The 1-2. Strike 3 call. One down in the bottom of the third. So that's two looking strikeouts from Andrew Callaway. Windy night in Kingsport, but a gorgeous sky. Base is empty, one out for Diego Melendez, who is the third inning king. First pitch to Melendez is blooped into right field. Rodriguez is in there, and he makes the catch.
Now batting center.
Five pitches, two outs for Callaway. He is cruising to the Axemen order. Base is empty. Two outs for Tyree Jackson. First pitch is a ball in the dirt. Jackson, when batting with two outs, is 2-for-22. He went 0-for-1 in last night's doubleheader. The 1-0. Jackson with a slow roller foul third base side. Twenty-two batters have come up tonight, only one hit produced. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. A ball and two strikes to Jackson. Callaway from the windup fires home. Grounded foul into the Kingsport dugout. The only mistake Callaway has made tonight was a hit batter. Otherwise, he's been perfect. The 1-2 again. Lifted high in the air to center field. Johnson is under it. And he makes the inning-ending catch. Back-to-back perfect innings from Andrew Callaway. It's a pitcher's duel between Milburn and Callaway. Scoreless through three innings of play. Top of the fourth coming up next. Do it for the Colcats in the top of the fourth inning.
Fans,
5-6-7 batters, Adelman, Lawrence, and Johnson.
To find out who is our fastest fan of the game tonight. Take it away, Gracie.
Callaway is just cruising. 36 pitches in three innings. 27 of his 36 pitches have been strikes. It's really quite a fascinating difference between Milburn and Callaway, because Milburn has walked three batters. Callaway has walked none. Milburn has thrown 21 more pitches, but this game is scoreless. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you are looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Scoreless through three innings, Aiden Milburn and three innings of work has allowed no runs on one hit, three walks, and five strikeouts. Just 27 of his 57 pitches have been strikes. And he'll face Trent Adelman to begin the top of the fourth. First pitch is in for a called strike. Adelman is 0 for 1 with a ground out to the third baseman, Diego Melendez. It was a slow roller. The 0-1. Broken bat, grounded to shortstop. Swinney charges in, fields it cleanly, and throws to first in time for the out.
Now batting number 13, Trey Lawrence.
One down in the top of the fourth inning. Two pitches from Milburn. Nobody on, one out for Trey Lawrence. Walked his first and only time up the bat. First pitch from Milburn is watched for a called strike. And for the first time tonight, Milburn has thrown first pitch strikes to consecutive batters. Those are batters 14 and 15. The 0-1. Ball one. A combined one hit and no errors through three and a third innings. Well, actually, three and a sixth. The 1-1. Strike two call. For Milburn himself, he's allowed one hit and three walks and three and a third. A ball and two strikes to Trey Lawrence. Milburn comes home. Ball two, low and away, and it got past Pisacreta. Evens up the count. Trey Lawrence just graduated from Palmetto High School in Florida and now attends the University of Missouri. Square count. Milburn delivers. Ground ball, center field, base hit. Trey Lawrence has reached base safely each of his first two times up to bat. And he's the runner on first with one out, bringing up Gavin Johnson.
Johnson.
The Cole Cats have both hits tonight. Singles from Rodriguez and Lawrence a moment ago. So runner on first, one out for Johnson, who's 0 for 1 with a pop out to Diego Melendez in foul ground at third base. First pitch is a called strike. Three straight first pitch strikes from Milburn. The 0-1. Ball in the dirt. Pisacreta finds it. And Lawrence stays put at first base. Ball and a strike to Johnson. The pitch. Ball in the dirt again, blocked by Pisacreta. Pisacreta had a rare pass ball in the second inning, just his second of the season. He has now caught 92 innings and counting. The 2-1. Lifted into right field. Charlie Rogan going back, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
Now batting number one, Isaac Turner.
The Cole Cats have left a runner on base in each of the first three completed innings. They have a runner on first with two outs for Isaac Turner, who is 0 for 1 with a half inning ending swinging strikeout. First pitch to Turner. Strike one called. Four straight first pitch strikes from Milburn. Milburn looks at Lawrence on first base. Comes set. Delivers the 0-1. Ball just outside. Even count on Turner. He throws back to first, late on the pickoff attempt. Tri-State with no runs on two hits. Kingsport, no runs on no hits. Both teams have been perfect defensively. The 1-1. Turner pops it up in foul ground. The third baseman, Diego Melendez, is under it, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. Four scoreless innings from Aiden Milburn. We head to the bottom of the fourth. No score from Kingsport. And Tri-State has left a runner on base in each of the first four innings. Got to be frustrating for the Cole Cats offense. Due up in the bottom of the fourth for Kingsport, Nico Newhand, Devin Zyrus, and Cal Sefcik. We'll see if the Axemen can break the scoreless tie.
All right, Axemen fans, tonight we have a crowd sing-along. Get up and show your support for your Axemen.
Milburn threw 19 pitches in the first inning, 16 in the second, 22 in the third, and 14 in the fourth. We return to Hunter Wright Stadium, bottom of the fourth. Nico Newhand, Devin Zyrus, and Cal Sefcik, the 2-3-4 batters, are due up.
Number 29, Nico Newhand.
New hand is 0-for-1 with a fly out to the right fielder, Michael Rodriguez. First pitch in the bottom of the fourth. Ball up and away. In the fourth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 16-15. Just one run down. 1-0 is a cut and a miss. Ball and a strike to Newhan. One walk in 72 plate appearances. The 1-1. Ball two low and away. Other than a hit batter, Andrew Callaway has been perfect for the Colcats. The 2-1. Low and inside, ball three. Hitters count for Newhan. The 3-1. Strike two call. Full count on Newhan. The payoff. Ball four low and inside. For the second time in 73 plate appearances, Newhan records a free pass. Runner on first, nobody out for Devin Zyrus. Six of his eight extra base hits have come with runners on. First pitch to Zyrus is ripped on the ground and into right field, and that will be a base hit. The throw to first was not in time, and it was a well-hit ball, so I would rule that a single.
Now batting left fielder, number 45, Kyle Sefcik.
See, the logic is inconsistent. If that's a fielding error, then a lot of hits this season should have been errors as well. Runners on first and second. Nobody out for Cal Sefcik. He grounds the first pitch, foul down the third baseline. When batting with runners in scoring position, Cal Sefcik is 5-for-19 with a home run and 11 of his 12 RBIs. Zyrus on first, Newhan on second. Throwback to second from Callaway is late. Kingsport is still in search of its first hit. Zyrus reached on a fielding error by the second baseman Isaac Turner, and Newhan walked on a full count pitch. The 0-1, ball low and away. Even count on the Cincinnati Bearcat. The 1-1, ball too high and away, throw back to first. Chaplin wasn't near the bag. Sefcik jumps ahead in the count. Callaway delivers the 2-1. That's ball three up and away. Hitters count for Cal Sefcik. He has watched three straight balls outside the zone. The 3-1. Strike two call. Including a flyout tonight, Sefcik has struck out just four times in his last 43 at-bats. The payoff pitch. Popped up, first base side, foul ground. Chaplin is there, and he runs out of room. Goes out of play. The 3-2 again. Runners take off. Swing and a miss. Throw down to third late. Zyrus and Newhan perfect the double steal. A rare strikeout from Sefcik, but the Axemen now have two runners in scoring position with one out. Two runners in scoring position with one out in the bottom of the fourth. A scoreless tie between Tri-State and Kingsport. First pitch to Swinney. Watch for a called strike. All seven of Swinney's RBIs have come with one out, which is tied for the fourth most one out runs batted in the league. Callaway looks back at Zyrus at second, delivers the 0-1. Swinney ropes it right to the shortstop, Smith, who makes the catch, throws back the third, but he can't double up Newhan.
Now batting right fielder, number 92, Charlie Rogan.
Scoreless tie in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two runners in scoring position with two outs for Charlie Rogan, who was the best two-out batter on the Axemen. First pitch, half swing and a miss. He is 4-for-9 when batting with two outs with a pair of walks and a strikeout. Zyrus on second, Newhan on third. The 0-1, low and inside. Callaway fires home the 1-1. Strike two call. When batting with runners in scoring position, Rogan is 4-for-15 with all nine of his RBIs. The 1-2. Ball in the dirt and a beautiful stop by McKenzie to keep Newhan from scoring. The count is square on the George Washington Revolutionary. The 2-2. Ball three, low and away. Callaway is one ball away from loading the bases for Sebastian Pizzacreta. The payoff. Lined into right field, and that will drop in for a base hit, and it gets past Rodriguez. Newhan and Zyrus score. Rogan stands up safely on second base with a two-out, two-strike, two-run double. Runner on second, two outs for Pizzacreta. First pitch, chopped foul behind home plate. That was the first hit of the game for Kingsport. No balls and a strike. The pitch, Pizzacreta chops it foul. Third base side, strike two. Kingsport has scored two runs on one hit. Tri-State no runs on two hits and an error. Pizzacreta is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending flyout to the right fielder Rodriguez tonight. The 0-2 popped foul behind home plate. The 0-2. Bisacreta pops it up. Foul ground first base side. Chaplin makes the inning-ending catch. However, the Axemen score a pair in the bottom of the fourth and lead 2-0. To the top of the fifth, Tri-State looking to get back on the board.
Axemen fans, make sure to come out next Wednesday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration. If you are still in need of some cool Axemen swag, go check out our retail store located by the box office. We've got 3 new Axemen t-shirts in stock, 2 new hats, and much, much more.
It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee. So enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retail. Milburn's first pitch to Smith is blooped into right field, and Charlie Rogan makes the catch. Smith is 0-for-1 with a pair of flyouts to Rogan.
Now batting number 20, Michael Rodriguez.
Michael Rodriguez is 1-for-2 with a ground out and a single into right field. Milburn is 2 outs away from being qualified for what could be his first win of the season. First pitch to Rodriguez is watched for a called strike. Milburn has thrown 6 straight first pitch strikes. The 0-1 lifted foul and out of the stadium. No balls, 2 strikes. Milburn fires home. That's a ball in the dirt. Milburn, in 4 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball, has allowed 2 hits, 3 walks, and struck out 5 batters. The 1-2 to Rodriguez. Again, a ball in the dirt. Kingsport has scored 2 runs on 1 hit. Colcats with no runs on 2 hits and an error made in the field. The 2-2. Ball 3 low and inside. Milburn was ahead, no balls and 2 strikes, and has since thrown 3 straight out of the zone to Rodriguez. The payoff pitch. Skied high into right field. Charlie Rogan running back into foul ground, and he makes the catch. Charlie Rogan has 4 putouts in right field tonight.
Now batting number 12, Chase Chaplin.
Nobody on, two outs for Chaplin. 0-for-1 with a walk, a strikeout, and a stolen base. First pitch from Milburn. Strike one call. Seven straight first pitch strikes from Milburn. The 0-1 to Chaplin. Ball low and away. Milburn is one out away from being qualified for the win. He's had no decisions and three starts and one relief outing. The 1-1. Ball two downstairs. Milburn threw 19 pitches in the first inning, 16 in the second, 22 in the third, 14 in the fourth. The 2-1. Chaplin grounds it to third base. Melendez makes the nice play. Throw to first is on the money for the out. Milburn records his first perfect inning of the night, and he is qualified for the win. Through 4.5 innings of play, Kingsport 2, Tri-State nothing. A single frame low, 11 pitches for Milburn.
We have an air guitar battle tonight. Are my guitar players ready?
Due up for the Axemen, Tyler Myatt, Diego Melendez, and Tyree Jackson.
All right.
Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Tyler Myatt looks to break his cold stretch against the Colcats this season. He is 0-for-11 with 10 strikeouts versus Tri-State. 0-for-1 with a looking strikeout tonight. First pitch from Callaway. Ball upstairs. Callaway in four innings has allowed two earned runs on two hits. The 1-0. Myatt fouls it back. Myatt started the season 3-for-6, but has since 2-for-28. The 1-1. Ball two away. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Charlie Rogan recorded his first extra base hit of the season. It drove home two. The 2-1 to Myatt. Popped up. Foul ground, third baseman Ilgen Fritz is there, and he makes the catch. One down in the bottom of the fifth.
Now batting third baseman, number 4, Diego Melendez.
Base is empty, one out for Diego Melendez. When batting with the bases empty, including one at-bat tonight, he is 1-for-11. First pitch from Callaway. Ball inside. Dropped by the catcher, McKenzie. No Jeff Martz in the lineup. No Spencer Barnett. No C.J. Richard. All three of those played yesterday. The 1-0. Strike one call. So the Zyrus reaching on an error has been changed to a hit. The 1-1. Melendez pokes it into shallow right field, and Rodriguez is standing there to make the catch. Two down in the bottom of the fifth.
Now batting center fielder, number 2, Tyree Jackson.
Nobody on, two outs for Tyree Jackson, including one at bat tonight. He is 2-for-23, hitting with two outs. First offering from Callaway. Jackson lays down a bunt, pulls it back, and it's a ball low and inside. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. That's in for a called strike. Jackson this series is 1-for-5 with an RBI and a strikeout. Callaway deals the 1-1. Jackson lifts it into shallow center field. Second baseman Turner running back, and now he lets it go. The right fielder Rodriguez splits Johnson and Turner and makes the catch. That's the final out of the inning. And the third perfect frame from Andrew Callaway.
The Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to support your Kingsport Axemen and proud to have raised more than $7 billion to support education.
Right to the top of the sixth inning, Axemen 2, Colcats nothing.
Hey, Axemen fans, have a ball with the all-new June Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Play today for your chance to win top prizes up to $500,000. New pitcher for the Axemen, number 1, JT Davis.
The Axemen bring in a new pitcher, replacing Aiden Milburn, JT Davis. Milburn in five innings allowed no runs on two hits, three walks, and five strikeouts. Davis in three outings has allowed eight runs, six earned on six hits, eight walks, and three strikeouts in two and a third innings pitched. 41 of his 85 pitches have been strikes, which is a 48.2% strike rate, and he has retired just 7 of 21 batters faced. Davis has really struggled to start the season, a 6 whip and a 23.14 ERA through three outings. He looks to bounce back in the sixth inning tonight. First pitch is low and inside to Cooper McKenzie. The 3-4-5 batters are due up for Tri-State, looking to get an offensive spark. They've been held off the board tonight through five innings. The 1-0 McKenzie with a chopper foul third base side. Davis in his last outing at Pulaski allowed four runs, two earned, and two-thirds of an inning on two hits, two walks, and a strikeout. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Ball two outside. Kingsport in the sixth inning this season has outscored their opponents by nine. The 2-1. Ball three in the dirt. The 3-1, ball four, low and outside, and it gets past Pizzacreta. So it's a leadoff walk for Cooper McKenzie, his second free pass of the game. Brings up the tying run, Matt Ilgenfritz.
Number 48, Matt Ilgenfritz.
Davis's whip continues to climb, now 6+. Runner on first, nobody out for the cleanup batter, Ilgenfritz. First pitch is a ball in the dirt. Quick mound visit from Pizzacreta to Davis. McKenzie leads off first. Davis delivers the 1-0. Ball in the dirt again. He entered tonight with a 48% strike rate. Six of his first seven pitches have been balls tonight. The 2-0. Ball three. Kingsport does have bullpen action. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. Strike one call. The 3-1. Ilgenfritz grounds it up the middle and into center field for a base hit. McKenzie advances to second base. And the Colcats have something cooking in the top of the sixth.
Now batting number 19, Trent Adelman.
Runners on first and second, nobody out for Trent Adelman. Davis from the stretch delivers home. Strike one call. Adelman tonight is 0-for-2 with a pair of ground outs, both to the left side of the infield. Shortstop Mason Swinney, third baseman Diego Melendez. The 0-1, low and inside, almost hit him. Runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the sixth. Kingsport leads 2-0. Both runs were scored on a Charlie Rogan two-out, two-strike, two-run double. The 1-1. Short hops home plate, but Pizzacreta keeps it in front. Prevents the Colcats from getting two runners in scoring position. Adelman is ahead in the count on Davis. The 2-1, low and inside, ball three. Ilgenfritz on first, he singled into center field. McKenzie on second, he walked on five pitches. Hitters count for Adelman. The 3-1, poked foul, first base side. full count. Payoff pitch. One runner takes off, but it's fouled away. The count remains full on Adelman. The second 3-2 from Davis. Fouled away. It's an intense battle between Davis and Adelman. For the third time, the payoff pitch. Ground ball, third base. Melendez steps on the bag. Throw across the diamond is in time. It's a 5-3 double play.
Now batting number 13, Trey Lawrence.
Now runner on second with two outs. Trey Lawrence up to bat, 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. First pitch is a called strike. Davis threw a scoreless inning on June 13th at Johnson City on two walks and one strikeout. The 0-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. Davis is one strike away from getting out of the inning, keeping the shutout alive. Ilgen Fritz takes off, the 0-2. Ball one, and Ilgen Fritz steals third base. A ball and two strikes to Lawrence. The pitch. Ball two, low and away, and a magnificent stop from Pisacreta. That's a run-saving play. Lawrence has battled back to even up the count. The 2-2. Fouled back. The square count pitch once again. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ha! JT Davis started the inning with runners on first and second and nobody out. Gets out of it without allowing a run. To the bottom of the sixth, Kingsport 2, Tri-State, nothing.
The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $7 million for education. It's more than just our players that are winning big.
Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult, important decision. So whether you've been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities, so please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Andrew Callaway is back on the mound for the Colcats.
Leading off for your Kingsport X-Men, second baseman
Nico Newhan is 0 for 1. A walk, a flyout, and a run scored. He's now crossed the plate 12 times this season. Andrew Callaway returns to the mound for the Colcats. In five innings, he's allowed two earned runs on two hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. First pitch to Newhan. Strike one call. The 0-1. Ball one, high and outside. Kingsport scored both runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Axemen are looking for their first shutout victory of the season. The 1-1. Newhan launches it high and deep to left field. That ball has vacated the premises. Newhan pummels his first home run of the season. A leadoff solo blast gives the Axemen a 3-0 lead. Now it's Devin Zyrus. First pitch is a ball upstairs. Zyrus originally reached on an error, but the call was reversed to a hit. So he is now on an 8-game hit streak, the 1-0. Low and inside, ball two. But another streak is on the ropes, and that is a league-best 4-game extra base hit streak. He had a home run yesterday in game one of the doubleheader. The 2-0. Zyrus pops it up. Third baseman Ilgen Frentz is under it in fair play, and he makes the catch.
Now batting left fielder, number 45, Carol Sepsic.
First pitch to Sefcik is chopped foul, first base side. Sefcik tonight, 0 for 1 with a flyout and a swinging strikeout. He's now batting 241 this season. The 0-1, ball downstairs. Even count on the Cincinnati Bearcat. The 1-1. Half swing and a miss. Strike two. Sefcik hitting with one out this season. Nine for 20. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. Ball low and inside. Kingsport 3, Tri-State nothing. Bottom of the sixth inning, Newhan solo blast. Gave the Axemen the three-run lead. The 2-2. Ball three in the dirt, short hop home plate. Full count on Sefcik. The payoff. Chopper to third. Ilgen Frentz can't make the play, and it'll roll into left field. Sefcik makes his way to second base, and he stands up safely with a one-out double, his fourth two-bagger of the season.
Now batting shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
Runner on second, one out for Mason Swinney, who has all seven of his RBIs with one out. First pitch to Swinney. Lifted into center field. Johnson coming in. Instead, the second baseman Turner is there to make the catch.
right fielder, number 92, Charlie Rogan.
Runner on second, two outs for Charlie Rogan. Rogan is 1-for-2 tonight with a two-run double. He takes ball one low and inside. Prior to that, all 10 of his hits had been singles. So Rogan's hit at the moment is the game winning. Rogan now with 11 RBIs this season. The 1-0. Check swing. Held up, ball two. Hitters count for Charlie Rogan. Sefcik leads off second following his one-out double down the third base line. Callaway throws back to second and Sefcik slid in safely. Kingsport has 3 runs on 4 hits. Tri-State with no runs on 3 hits. Both teams have a clean sheet defensively. The 2-0. Check swing, strike one. Rogan this series is 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs and a run scored. Callaway, the 2-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. Callaway is 1 out away from being in line for a quality outing. You have to allow 3 runs or fewer in 6 innings. Milburn is lined for the win for Kingsport. We'll see if JT Davis returns in relief for the Axemen. Charlie Rogan calls time. Rogan now has 4 multi-RBI games, which is tied with Jet Gilliam, who is out of the lineup tonight for the team lead. Gilliam actually has 5. So Rogan is second. The 2-2. Ball 3 in the dirt. Fills up the count on Rogan. Sebastian Pisacrito waits on deck. Kingsport looking to extend the lead to 4 or more. Callaway comes home with the payoff. Ball 4 upstairs. Oh, and Charlie Rogan almost took the head off the catcher, Cooper McKenzie. Throwing the bat back is obviously incidental, but that, a disaster was just avoided. Wow. So Rogan has reached base safely multiple times tonight. He's the runner on first. Sefcik is on second with 2 outs for Sebastian Pisacrita. Callaway throws back to second. Nobody was covering. Turner was just at his position. Pisacrita entered tonight on an 11-game on-base streak, and he is yet to reach base tonight. He is 0-for-2 with a flyout and a pop-out. First pitch is a ball up and away. Boy, but I would love to see Pisacrita walk and then Tyler Myatt come up with the bases loaded. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's a windy night in Kingsport. Three of Kingsport's 4 hits have been for extra bases, a pair of doubles and a home run. The 1-1, cut and a miss. Five of Pisacreta's nine hits have been RBIs. The 1-2, ball two away. Pisacreta this series is 1-for-5 with an RBI single. Square count on the Pitt Panther. The 2-2. Lined into center field, and that will drop in for a base hit. Sefcik scores. Rogan advances to second base, and it's a two-out, two-strike RBI single for Sebastian Pisacreta. 4-0 Kingsport.
Now batting designated hitter, number 21, Tyler Myatt.
Runners on first and second, two outs for Tyler Myatt. When batting with runners in scoring position, Myatt is 2-for-12. He jumps on the first pitch and belts it into right field for a base hit. Rogan gets the wave home. The throw to the plate is late, and it's a two-out RBI single for Tyler Myatt. Kingsport leads 5-0. Now a mound visit for manager Tommy Gregg, and he'll make the pitching change. No quality start for Callaway tonight. Callaway in 5 2/3 innings of work. Allowed 5 earned runs on 6 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and a home run. We'll see who the new Colcats pitcher is in just a few moments. The Axemen lead 5-0 in the midst of a 3-run 6th inning. New pitcher for Tri-State is Aiden Cates out of Augusta, Georgia. He's finished up his sophomore season. Runners on the corners, two outs for Diego Melendez, who is the eighth batter to come up this inning. Melendez, when batting with runners on, is 11-for-27, batting .405. First pitch, ball low and away. That 405 average is top five in the league, and he went 2-for-3 batting with runners on last game. Also drove in a pair. Mayan on first, Pisacreta on third. The 1-0, cut and a miss, chased at the outside fastball. Callaway is responsible for both runners on base. Mayan and Pisacreta each recorded RBI singles. Even count on Melendez. The 1-1. Foul back. Kingsport now has 28 multi-run innings this season, while its opponents have 27. The 1-2 from Cates. Chopped foul behind home plate. Just getting enough of it. Kingsport is in the driver's seat to win its fourth consecutive game to stay put at first place. The 1-2, cut and a miss. Melendez is out on strikes. But the Axemen bring home three in the bottom of the sixth inning and now lead 5-0. Top of the seventh coming up. We'll see who the Axemen pitcher is when we return.
It's time for the Swaggerty Sausage strikeout inning. If the Axemen record a strikeout this inning, then everyone in Section E will receive a voucher from Swaggerty's. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America.
Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there's something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. New pitcher for Kingsport, replacing JT Davis, Logan Bryson.
Leading off for the Colcats, number 3, Gavin Johnson.
Kingsport recorded 3 hits in the bottom of the sixth inning. Correction, 4 hits. So Logan Bryson replaces JT Davis and will face the bottom 3 batters of the tri-state order, starting with Gavin Johnson, who launches a ball middle inside. Logan Bryson is on a 4-inning scoreless streak entering this outing. The 1-0. Johnson pops it up. Third baseman Diego Melendez is under it in foul ground, and he makes the catch. That's now 3 pop-outs to Melendez. Very rarely do you see 3 pop-outs to a third baseman in the same game. Logan Bryson leads all relievers with 15 and a third innings pitched. He has completed a minimum of 2 innings in all 6 relief appearances. First pitch to Turner. Ball up and in. In his first four innings, Bryson surrendered three earned runs. Since then, he has allowed just two earned runs in 11 and a third innings of work. The 1-0 to Turner. Cut and a miss. Strike one. In his last outing versus Greenville, Bryson tossed two and a third innings of shutout baseball and one hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. The 1-1 to Turner. Skied high into right field. Charlie Rogan is under it. And he makes his fifth catch of the night. A ball magnet in position number nine.
Now batting number 31, Jack Smith.
Bases empty, two outs for Jack Smith. Smith is 0 for 2 with, speak of the devil, two flyouts to the right fielder, Charlie Rogan. First offering, called strike one. No balls and a strike to Jack Smith out of Marshall University. The pitch, ground ball, foul down the third baseline. From the stretch position, Bryson fires home the 0-2. Foul back, strike two. Well, still an 0-2 count. The 0-2 again. Ball one. Bryson has a 1-1 overall record and a stellar 2.87 ERA. He hurls home the 1-2. Slow roller to third base, and it will tail foul. Remains a 1-2 count on Jack Smith. Bryson delivers home. Foul back. Smith has fouled off four of the six pitches this plate appearance. Here comes the 1-2 for the third time. Ball two, up and in. Bryson, by no means, is a strikeout-heavy pitcher in 15 and two-thirds innings of work. He struck out just 10 batters. The 2-2 lifted into center field. Second baseman Newhan was under it. Now the shortstop, Swinney, calls him off and makes the half-inning ending catch. It's a perfect inning for Logan Bryson, and he's thrown five straight scoreless frames. It's stretch time at Hunter Wright Stadium. Axemen shutting out the Colcats 5-0.
Everyone stand up and sing along to Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch.
In the Grimace era, the Mets are 11-2. It is still the greatest story in baseball right now. It started 7-0. Then lost two of their next three, but have since won three in a row. Top of the order is due up for Kingsport after bringing up eight hitters in the bottom of the sixth. Tyree Jackson due up to face Aiden Cates.
Leading off for your Kingsport X-Men, center fielder, number two, Tyree Jackson.
Tyree Jackson leads off the bottom of the seventh inning. In the seventh inning this season, Jackson is 5-for-8 with two RBIs, two stolen bases, and three runs scored. His last time up in the seventh inning, he had a game-tying RBI single. Now he faces Aiden Cates. First pitch home, ball in the dirt. Jackson tonight is 0-for-3 with a strikeout. The 1-0, ball two in the dirt. Kingsport has five runs on six hits. Four have been for extra bases. Three. The 2-0, low and in ball three. A Newhan home run, a Sefcik double, and a Rogan double. Then Myatt Pisacreta and Zyrus single. The 3-0, strike one call. Jackson this series is 1-for-6. The 3-1. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Smith can't make the play, and it rolls into center field for a base hit. The seventh inning, King strikes again. He's now 6-for-9. In the seventh inning this season, leadoff single for Tyree Jackson. Runner on first, nobody out for Nico Newhan. He scorched a solo shot his last time up. First pitch, ball low and away. The 1-0, strike one call. Newhan tonight, 1-for-2 with a home run, two runs scored and a walk. Throwback to first is late. Newhan now leads the team with four multi-run games. Trammell, Gilliam, and Melendez are tied with three. The 1-1. Cut and a miss. A ball and two strikes. Jackson leads off first, held on by Chaplin. The pitch. Newhan lines it foul, first base side. Remains a 1-2 count. The pitch. Up and in, ball two. Kingsport has outscored its opponents 18-11 in the seventh inning this season. It's their second best frame, the sixth being their top. The 2-2. Newhan grounds it up the middle. Shortstop Smith picks it up, steps on the back. Throw to first is scooped up by Chaplin. 6-3 double play.
Now batting first baseman, number 15, Devin Zyrus.
That double play wipes away the base runner. Two outs for Devin Zyrus, who already has his hit tonight to extend his hit streak to eight games, but needs an extra base hit to extend that streak to five games. There's a called strike. Zyras is second on the team with 8 extra base hits, 3 home runs, a triple, and 4 doubles. The 0-1. It's a ball outside. A ball and a strike to Zyras. The pitch. Half swing and a miss. Strike 2. When we get to the top of the 8th, the top of the tri-state order will be due up, and most likely Logan Bryson returning to the mound because he is a reliever that can go at least 2 innings. He's done so in each of the first 6 outings. They're saying he didn't go around on that. The pitch. Ball downstairs. So apparently that was a ball on Zyras. I'm still not sure. The 3-1. Ball 4. So it was a ball. So Zyras walks with 2 outs, and he's aboard on first base. That was a bizarre sequence. Runner on first, 2 outs for Cal Sefcik. Doubled and scored his last time around. First pitch is a ball in the dirt. Sefcik is 1-for-3 with a double, a run scored, and a strikeout. His average is back up to above 250 at 254. Zyras leads off first, held on by Chaplin. The 1-0. Ball low and away. The 2-0. Ball 3 outside. Now a mound visit from McKenzie to Aiden Cates. Cates in 1 complete inning has allowed no runs on 1 hit, 1 walk, and a strikeout. 11 of his 24 pitches have been strikes. He's struggling to find the zone. Three balls and no strikes. The pitch. Strike 1 call. Kingsport 5, Tri-State nothing in the bottom of the 7th. The Axemen scored a pair in the 4th, 3 in the 6th. The 3-1. Sefcik ropes it foul into the Tri-State bullpen. Full count on Sefcik. Zyras takes off. The pitch launched into left field, and that will drop in for a base hit. It's a 2-out, 2-strike single for Cal Sefcik, and he books his 4th multi-hit game of the season.
Now batting shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
Runners on first and second with two outs for Mason Swinney. Swinney is 0 for 3 tonight with a strikeout. Sefcik on first, Zyrus on second. First pitch from Cates. Strike one call. Sefcik singled and Zyrus walked, both with two outs. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Swinney has five extra base hits this season. They've all been doubles. The 0-2. Ground ball, foul down the third baseline. When we get to the top of the eighth inning, the top three batters of the Tri-State order are due up. That's Rodriguez, Chaplin, and McKenzie. The Cole Cats have produced no runs on three hits. The Axemen have five runs on eight hits. It remains an 0-2 count on Swinney. The pitch ripped into center field for a base hit. Zyrus scores. Sefcik advances to third base. And it's a two-out, two-strike RBI single for Mason Swinney. Six to nothing, Kingsport. Mound visit to Aiden Cates. The Axemen have scored six runs in the last four innings. It's so windy in Kingsport, my papers are blowing everywhere.
Now batting right fielder, number 92, Charlie Rogan.
Runners on the corners, two outs for Charlie Rogan, who is 1 for 2 with a double, two RBIs, a walk, and a run scored. He now has 11 runs batted in. He looks to make that a dozen with runners on the corners and two outs. First pitch, ball in the dirt. Swinney on first, Sefcik on third. They both recorded two out, two strike singles. The 1-0. All two downstairs. Hitters count for Charlie Rogan. The pitch. Foul back. Five of Kingsport's six runs tonight have been scored with two outs. The only exception was a Nico Newhan solo shot. The 2-1, strike two call. That was to lead off the bottom of the sixth. Square count on Rogan. He has four multi-RBI games this season. The 2-2, ball three, low and outside. Full count. The pitch. Rogan rips it fair down the left field line for a base hit. Sefcik scores. On his way to third and scoring is Mason Swinney. And it's a two-out, two-strike, two-run double for Charlie Rogan. Kingsport leads 8-0. Rogan has driven in 4 runs tonight. Charlie Rogan has a pair of 2-run doubles. Runner on second, 2 outs for Pisacreta. First offering, ball low and away. The 1-0. Almost clipped Pisacreta, and it's ball 2. Rogan now has 4 2-out, 2-strike RBIs tonight. Both came in on doubles. Kingsport has scored 8 runs in the last 4 innings and 6 in the last 2. Hitters count for the Pitt Panthers, Sebastian Pisacreta. Rogan is the runner on second. The 2-0. Strike 1 call. Aiden Cates, in an inning pitched, has allowed 3 earned runs on 4 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. The 2-1. Pisacreta fouls it off the home plate netting. Strike 2. Four straight Kingsport batters have reached with 2 outs. A Zyrus walk, a Stefsik single, a Swinney RBI single, and a Rogan RBI double. And all 3 of those hits were with 2 strikes. The 2-2. Pisacreta skies it high into center field. Johnson is camped under it. And he makes the inning-ending catch. But not before the Axemen had 3 more. An RBI single for Mason Swinney and a 2-run double from Charlie Rogan. Top of the 8th coming up next. Kingsport 8, Tri-State nothing.
All right, Axemen fans, look to the field for a competitive game of tug-of-war.
State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Logan Bryson returns to the mound. His first pitch is in for a called strike. top of the order due up for Tri-State, starting with Michael Rodriguez. The Axemen looking for their first shutout win of the season. The 0-1, up and in. Kingsport has scored 8 runs on 10 hits. Tri-State with no runs on 3 hits. The 1-1. Slow roller to third. Melendez charges, fields it cleanly. Throw to first on the run. On the money for the out.
Now batting number 12, Chase Chaplin.
Base is empty, one out for the Yale Bulldog, Chase Chaplin. He's 0 for 2 with a walk, a stolen base, a strikeout, and a half-inning ending ground out. First offering from Bryson. Ball inside. A ball and no strikes to Chaplin. A pitch. Strike one call. Kingsport has a 99.9% chance of victory. The 1-1. Half swing and a miss. Strike two. In an inning and a third of scoreless baseball, Bryson has yet to strike out a batter. The 1-2. Lifted foul and out of play. As a pitching staff tonight, Kingsport has allowed no runs on 3 hits, 4 walks, and 6 strikeouts, and 7 and a third innings pitched. Remains a 1-2 count on Chaplin. Bryson delivers. Ball 2 high and outside. Square count, one out. The pitch. Line foul. Two, two again from Bryson. Skied high into right field. Rogan running after it, and he can't make the sliding catch in foul territory. Chaplin is putting up a good fight against Bryson. He was down on the count 1-2. It's a square count, and he has fouled off 2 straight pitches. Up comes the 8th pitch of the plate appearance. The 2-2 again. Ball 3. Full count, the payoff pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Swinney can't field it. And Chaplin will reach on a fielding error for Mason Swinney, and that's the first error of tonight's game.
Now batting number 38, Cooper McKenzie.
Runner on first, one out for Cooper McKenzie. He is 0 for 1 with a pair of walks and a strikeout. He's one of 2 Colcats to reach base multiple times tonight. First pitch is a ball low. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Ball 2 outside. The 2-0. It's another ball just outside the zone. Bryson has walked 5 batters in 16 and a third innings pitch this season. The 3-0. There's a strike one call. Hitters count once more for McKenzie. The 3-1. Strike two call. Full count on Cooper McKenzie. Bryson fires home the payoff. Lined into center field, Tyree Jackson makes the catch. Two down in the top of the eighth. Kingsport now four outs away from recording a shutout victory.
Number 48, Matt Ovenplitz.
Runner on first, two outs for Matt Ilgenfritz. One for three with a single, a stolen base, and a pair of strikeouts. First offering from Bryson is in for a called strike. The 0-1. Ground ball to shortstop. Swinney fields it cleanly, and he tosses it to the second baseman, Nico Newhan, in time for the half-inning-ending force-out. Logan Bryson has thrown six consecutive scoreless innings for Kingsport.
Fans,
to the bottom of the eighth, Axman 8, Tri-State nothing.
Set up in the breezeway by the concession stand. Be sure to check it out for discounted gear, baseball cards, logo baseballs, and much.
Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog, the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Jeff Martz is the new pitcher for the Colcats when we return. Jeff Martz will face Tyler Myatt, Diego Melendez, and Tyree Jackson. Diego Melendez is the only batter without a hit tonight, and he has a chance to get one in the bottom of the eighth.
Kingsport X-Men, designated hitter, number 21, Tyler Myatt.
Tyler Myatt is one for three with an RBI single and a strikeout. So the 8-9-1 batters are due up to face the new pitcher, Jeff Martz, who is a two-way player. He was a catcher in yesterday's doubleheader. First pitch to Myatt. Ball one up and away. Kingsport scored two in the fourth, three in the sixth, and three again in the seventh. The 1-0. Strike one call. This game was scoreless through three innings tonight. It looked like it was going to be a low-scoring game, but Kingsport has blown it open, leading 8-0. The 1-1. Myatt grounds it sharply into right field, but the second baseman, Turner, made the diving stop and throws him out at first base.
Now batting third baseman, number 4, Diego Melendez.
Diego Melendez is the only Axeman hitter tonight without a base hit. He's 0-for-3 with a pair of flyouts to the right fielder Rodriguez and a swinging strikeout. He swings at the first pitch, and that's lined to shortstop. Picked up by Smith. Throw to first is in time for the out. Boy, we're half a step away from having every Kingsport batter record a hit.
Now batting center fielder, number 2, Tyree Jackson.
Ball and no strikes to Tyree Jackson. Singled his last time up. Next pitch is fouled back. When we get to the top of the ninth inning, the middle of the order is due up for the Colcats. Matt Ilgenfritz, Trent Adelman, and Trey Lawrence. There's ball two outside. The 2-1. Jackson pops it up, fouling out of play. Square count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging at the high fastball. Jeff Martz books a perfect eighth inning in relief. To the top of the ninth, Kingsport 8, Tri-State 0.
Kingsport Axemen and proud to have raised more than $7 billion to support education programs for students across the state of Tennessee.
So Adelman, Lawrence, and Johnson, 5-6-7 batters due up. And Kingsport brings in a new pitcher. Coming in to close out the game is Trey Maples. He recently changed his number from 16 to 6. So 5-6-7 hitters due up for Tri-State, looking to avoid getting shut out. Trey Maples, since throwing a scoreless inning on opening day at Danville, has surrendered 10 earned runs in his last three innings of work. He's allowed 4 earned runs in back-to-back outings without recording more than 4 outs. In his last appearance at Elizabethan on June 21st, in 2/3 of an inning, allowed 4 earned runs on 3 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. So Maples will face Adelman, Lawrence and Johnson. First pitch to Adelman is a ball low and away. Maples with no decisions and a 20.77 ERA. The 1-0. Strike one call. Kingsport is three outs away from recording its first shutout win of the season. A ball and a strike. The pitch. Ball up and in. Maples in 4 1/3 innings has allowed 11 runs, 10 earned on 8 hits, 8 walks, 6 strikeouts, and a home run. Next pitch is foul back, square count. Adelman tonight is 0-3 with a hat trick of groundouts, one of which was a 5-3 double play. Melendez all the way across to Zyras. The 2-2, low and inside, ball 3. Payoff pitch for Maples. Low and inside, ball 4.
Now batting number 13, Trey Lawrence.
Runner on first, nobody out for Trey Lawrence. First pitch for Maples. Up and in. Almost hit him. Aiden Milburn is in line to be the winning pitcher for the first time this season. The 1-0. Lawrence rips it foul down the third baseline. Boy, if that was fair, that could have been the first run of the game for Tri-State. Lawrence is 1-for-2 tonight with a walk, a single, and a strikeout. The 1-1 for Maples. Swing and a miss, but it gets past Pisacreta, and Adelman will advance to second base. The 1-2, lined into center field for a base hit. Adelman gets the wave home. He will score, and it's an RBI single for Trey Lawrence. There will be no shutout tonight. 8-1, Kingsport.
Now batting number 3, Gavin Johnson.
Runner on first, nobody out for Gavin Johnson. First pitch is a ball outside. The 1-0, ball 2, low and away. I don't see any bullpen action at the moment. And now Riley Orr will head to the bullpen to catch. The 2-0. Foul back. Maples now has a 22.85 ERA. Axman 8, Colcats 1. The 2-1. Ball 3, low and outside. Don't want to give the Colcats any hope of climbing back into the game. The 3-1, ball 4, high and outside. The first three batters have reached base safely. A pair of walks, a single, and a run came home. Now manager Rick Adair will pay a mound visit to Trey Maples. And the Axemen will bring in a new pitcher. Maples is responsible for both runners on base. Carson Clark is the new pitcher for Kingsport, replacing Trey Maples, who failed to record an out in the ninth. Clark completed one inning and allowed two earned runs in each of his first two outings, but threw a scoreless inning his last time out against Elizabethan. He has retired 9 of 20 batters faced and has completed one inning in each of his first three outings. He has a 3-whip and 3 innings pitched. In 3 innings, he's allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. So Tri-State looking to start a ninth inning rally. They've already had their first 3 batters reach, a walk, a single, and a walk. Brought home a run on a Trey Lawrence RBI single that scored Trent Adelman. That brings up Isaac Turner. Turner is 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a pop out, and a fly out. We return to action. Carson Clark on the mound.
Now batting number 1, Isaac Turner.
First pitch to Turner is up and in, almost hit him on the knuckles. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Strike one call. Johnson on first, Lawrence on second. The 1-1. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. Kingsport pitchers have walked 6 and struck out 6 tonight. 5 of those 6 Ks came from Aiden Milburn. The 1-2 from Clark. Popped up foul, out of play, first base side. From the stretch, Clark delivers the 1-2. Ball 2 downstairs. Still nobody out in the top of the ninth. Tri-State has already brought home a run, trailing 8-1. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Carson Clark punches out Isaac Turner, and Kingsport is 2 outs away from completing the 3-game series sweep.
Now batting number 31, Jack Smith.
The ninth batter, Jack Smith, is due up 0 for 3 with 2 flyouts and a pop out. First pitch is low and inside. The 1-0. Strike one call. 3 base runners in one inning is already the most that Tri-State has had in a single frame tonight. The 1-1. Ground ball to second. New hand fields it cleanly. Throw to second in time. Swinney, the throw to first, is late. Jack Smith reaches on a fielder's choice. And Tri-State now has runners on the corners with two outs.
Michael Rodriguez.
Tri-State is down to its final out. First pitch to Rodriguez is fouled off the Kingsport dugout. Kingsport scored 8 runs on 10 hits, made 1 error in the field. Tri-State has brought home a run on 4 hits. The 0-1, Rodriguez fouls it back, and the Colcats are down to their final strike. Smith on first, Lawrence on third. Clark fires home the 0-2. Line foul down the third baseline. Kingsport 8, Tri-State 1. 0-2 count, 2 outs in the top of the ninth. Clark delivers. Ground ball up the middle, and that will roll into center field for a base hit. Lawrence scores. Smith advances to second base, and it's a 2-out, 2-strike RBI single for Michael Rodriguez. It's now 8-2, Kingsport.
Chase Chaplin.
Runners on first and second, two outs for Chase Chaplin. First offering, strike one call. The 0-1, ball away. Rodriguez on first, Smith on second. Rodriguez drove in a run on a single. Smith reached on a fielder's choice. The 1-1, ball two low and away. Carson Clark from the stretch position comes home with the 2-1. Strike two call. The Colcats are down to their final strike. The Axemen lead by 6. The 2-2. Ball three outside. And Jack Smith steals third base. Runners on the corners, two outs. The payoff pitch. Ground ball into right field for a base hit. Smith scores, and Rodriguez advances to third. It's a two-out, two-strike RBI single for Chase Chaplin, and the Colcats are within
number
5.
Number 38, Cooper McKenzie.
Runners on the corners, two outs for Cooper McKenzie. First offering, ball one up and away. Chaplin on first, Rodriguez on third. Next pitch is a ball outside. The Colcats are not going down without a fight. The 2-0, ball three up and away. All of a sudden, if you walk this batter, the next hitter can make it a one-run game. The 3-0. Ball four, low and outside, and it loads the bases.
Now batting number 48, Matt Ilgenfritz.
Now pitching coach Josh Lucas makes a mound visit. McKenzie on first, Chaplin on second, Rodriguez on third, Kingsport 8, Tri-State 3. McKenzie on first, Chaplin on second, Rodriguez on third. Bases loaded, two outs for Ilgen Fritz. First pitch is fouled away. Carson Clark comes home with the 0-1. Strike two call. For the third time tonight, the Colcats are down to their final strike. The 0-2 from Clark. Fouled back. The Colcats have the bases loaded with two outs, down by five in the top of the ninth. The 0-2 again from Clark. Skied high into left field. Cal Sefcik is under it, and he makes the game-ending catch. Take out your brooms, Kingsport. That's a three-game sweep for the Axemen. And for the first time this season, Kingsport has won four consecutive games. Final score from Hunter Wright Stadium, Axemen 8, Colcats 3. Kingsport improves to 13-8, while the Colcats drop to 7-14. The Axemen are now winners of seven of their last eight games. They are indeed the hottest team in the Appalachian League. The Axemen scored 8 runs on 10 hits, made 1 error in the field. The Colcats scored 3 runs on 6 hits, made no errors. We'll see you tomorrow night in Johnson City. Game 1 of a 2-game set between the Axemen and the Doughboys. Kingsport completes the 3-game sweep. Good night from Hunter Wright Stadium. I'm Ben Slotnick.